You actually brought your guitar into the studio, didn't you?
Oh, here it is now.
What a shock. What a shock. I think you're going to have to hook up the other mic.
I will. And this is kind of non-technical, informal stuff.
Yes, the sound check level is what you're going to hear as it goes out over the air, because we didn't have time to do this in the studio.
You
operate with one studio where you can do this, it's a little tough.
There's a wonderful program on the air here at WMBR. I'll look up on the schedule because I'm forgetting when it's on, but it's called Phoning It In, where the producer has bands play over the phone, live over the phone. It's very unusual. Anyway,
especially if it's a cell.
No.
They have to use a landline?
Yeah, I think so. But we've got Ray in the flesh, so let's let him play.
He's calling from his car, and he's singing and playing the harmonica.
And we have Ray in the car who's going to sing us a song.
All right. Well, I'm thinking that maybe this would be a good one to do because we're talking about this big demo coming up and about Power to the People. Back in the 1995, there was a terrible thing going on in France. The government was cutting back all the social services in order to give tax cuts and benefits to the wealthy. Now, what country would do something like that? So anyway, this little ragtag railroad workers union that had about 80 members decided they were going to go out in the street. They had nothing else they could do. They were losing everything. And they put their handmade signs up, and soon they were joined by homeless people, and people were on their way home from work. And they got 2 million people on the streets of France who stayed there for 7 days running and basically toppled the government and a socialist candidate won after that. And, of course, things have changed. But there was a tremendous amount of demonstration of the power that people have if they just get up and use it. So the signs said, "All together. All together we will win." But since they were in France, it came out "Tous ensemble." So if you can remember "Tous ensemble," you can, wherever you are, you can sing along your car, whatever, to the chorus of the song. And here's how the song goes. I wrote a song about this demo. I just thought it was so exciting we had to do it. December of 95, most of France had had enough. The so-called liberal president kept saying times are tough, but everywhere you looked, the rich were getting more. Everybody else was shown the door. Tens of thousands out of work, now healthcare gets the axe. Soon pensions will be sacrificed, shut up and pay the tax. The railroad workers vowed, these ghouls can take a hike. Get out on the street, we're gonna strike. Tous ensemble, tous ensemble, all together we will win. Tous ensemble, we can win together. Just 8% of workers were in unions now in France. The railroad union could be crushed, but still they took a chance. And workers marched with homeless to bring down the elite. 2 million people took the streets. Tous ensemble, all together we will win. Tous ensemble, we can win together. Nurses, teachers, artists, unemployed, black, white, women and men, here to take our country back again. The trains are running now and the factory whistles blow. From economic genocide, it's back to status quo. But it's a different world, now they know we're there. Listen, you can hear it in the air. Tous ensemble, all together we will win. Tous ensemble, we can win together. Tous ensemble, all together we will win. Tous ensemble, we can win together.
Nice. Nice.
And we got a whole room full of people singing that recently, and somebody said, "Are you sure this is legal to sing a song like that?"
Unfortunately,
it was when it was written.
Yeah, well, you know, they're being facetious, but unfortunately,
I don't know they're being facetious.
There are concerns over that. You're listening to Radio with a View. Ray Corona singing some of his music for us and talking about politics, because really, when it comes down to what else is there, but baseball, music, and politics.
Well, there's football.
I knew he was going to say that. Yeah.
Ray, why don't you introduce the next song we're going to hear? It's about the issue of water, I think.
You know that only 0.5% of all the water in the world is drinkable right now, although we might be able to do better, but that's how it is now. And as a result of that, with the populations that we have, over 1 billion, it's hard for me to imagine a billion people, over 1 billion people in the world today do not have access to safe drinking water. They're playing Russian roulette with their lives. And the United Nations has even decided to take action about this and recognize it. And they've declared this decade, World Water Decade. And what was happening is everything from uprising in Cochabamba, Bolivia, where people fought off Bechtel and beat them out of there, coming in trying to take over their water system and charge them for rainwater and stuff like that. Right now there's actions going on in Mexico, all kinds of stuff. And so I think we have to really be aware that water is shortly going to be the new oil. Mm. So I wrote this song, which has been featured as part of the World Water Decade, support for thinking about this and getting action to start happening all over the world on it. We have time now, but if we don't act, it's going to be too late.
And what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is just called Water the Song.
One step, then another, she moves with such grace. The water jar is heavy, but that won't show on her face. Her children must have water in the village far away. So it's one step, then another, each and every day. People need water everywhere. It's a source of life, like light and air. Lives depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. She serves the water. There's little to spare. For thirsty men and children, she pours with great care. She takes hers from the bottom, like all the women do. Where it looks dark and murky, with a bitter residue. People need water everywhere. A source of light, like light and air. Lives depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. Most of Earth's water is dangerous to drink, with populations growing. Reserves of water shrink. Now 1 in 5 people must use water that's impure, risking serious diseases, some that have no cure. People need water everywhere. It's a source of life, like life. Lives depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. if the well runs dry. People need water everywhere. It's a source of life, like light and air. Lives depend on how we share. She moves with such grace. The water jar is heavy, but that won't show on her face. Her children must have water in the village far away. So it's one step, then another, each and every day.
The song is called Water, and it's sung and written by our friend Ray Corona.
And the reason you hear a couple other voices there is some members of my band and I ran that song in the studio a little before we came in, so you get the benefit of the harmonies and the rain stick and that flute. That was Gina Talampso on the flute,
mm-hmm.
and Ivis and Ellen Davidson were on there singing the harmonies, and hope you liked it.
Ray, thank you.
And is that a premiere?
Well, that's a
radio premiere?
It's a radio premiere. We have not issued that song yet. That's the bootleg.
I'm on it, the bootleg, but it's an official, I'm allowed to play it bootleg.
Absolutely.
Yes. You gave it to me. I have witnesses.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, we've been performing this song lots of places, but we haven't put it on an album yet.
By the way, Al Yankovic has a new album that, of course, features White and Nerdy, which has gotten a lot of airplay. It's very funny. There's a hysterical song buried on there called Don't Download This Song. I don't know if you've heard it. It's very, very funny.
It's the title says it all, like Steal This Book.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And it's a very, very funny song. Mm-hmm. And people should check it out.
That's about it for this episode.
Happy days.
Of Radio with a View. Ray, thank you so much for joining us. I actually do have the radar noises. So
yes, you do.
None of those stories will be flying. None of those stories we mentioned will be. Is there any excuse for them to fly under the radar anymore? Because we've got the radar. And Ray Corona, where should people look for you?
It's like the machine that goes ping.
The best thing is come to the website. Then you can connect up. You can email me. We can figure out where we're going from there. Maybe there'll be some exciting things we can do together with the music.
All right. RayCorona.com.
Right. RayCorona.com.
RayCorona.
And if you misspell it with a C, it will come.
Ray, thanks again for coming in. We're going to go out with just a little bit more of your music, and this is called It's Still the 60s. This is Radio with a View. Stay tuned for what's left up next.
No more Governor Wallace on Meet the Press. No McCarthy pins, no STS. No long-haired professors going out on a limb. And I ain't heard nothing from Tiny Tim. But it's still the 60s. With those corporate smoke bats spraying the air, the board of directors saying they're not there. It's still the 60s. When what makes money decides what's fair, you're always right if you're a billionaire. It's still the 60s. I don't hear those old folk songs anymore, like Michael Rowe, that boat ashore. No more of that twisting to Hot 45. Gotta buy CDs now to survive. But it's still the 60s. When you're sent to fight on a faraway shore, donate some blood in an oil war. It's still the 60s. Same great B movie it was before, from the desert.